February 11, 1990. The eyes of the world fixed on a prison near Cape Town, Robben Island. It was a name that resonated in every corner of the planet. But the man behind the name remained a mystery. Who had he become in the long years away, and could he live up to all the expectations? The last step on his walk to freedom had begun. The last time the world had seen him was 3 decades earlier on his way into court. The penalty for sabotage was hanging. In his cell, Mandela labored at a speech that he would deliver from the dock. It amounted to his political will and testament. The name he was given at birth was Xolisa, Shaker of Trees, or Troublemaker. He grew up in the royal kraal of the Madiba clan. He had the privilege of a good education at mission school and then at college. When he returned home, his guardian, Yongintaba, the regent king, expected him to become a tribal counselor. The king had chosen his bride-to-be. But Xolisa rebelled. Defying the king, he ran away. Mandela arrived in Johannesburg in 1941 with nothing but his suit and his aristocratic demeanor. In the city, he met a man who would shape his destiny. His name was Walter Sisulu. Mandela was living in a segregated township. He studied law by candlelight. Merging with the voteless masses, he faced the daily indignities of black urban life.